This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Polls are open. Voters looking to do some last-minute research can see their exact ballot through the My Vote Wisconsin website. The online tool provides voters with a complete list of races and candidates specific to their area. Voters looking for more in-depth information about legislative races can check out the Civic Media Voter Guide for detailed candidate coverage. All of the links relevant to pre-voting and post-voting is at civicmedia.us/vote. Live election coverage starts at 6 on 540 WAUK. You can also watch at civicmedia.us. Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Brostoff, who represented parts of the city's east side, has died at the age of 41. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office is investigating his death as an apparent suicide, though no official cause has been released. City and state leaders, including Milwaukee's mayor and the governor, have offered condolences and have shared memories of Brostoff's public service. UW-Madison should break from the rest of the UW system. That's the recommendation from a legislative panel yesterday. The proposal suggests giving UW-Madison its own governing board, separate state funding, and potentially the authority to take on debt for construction projects. It's only a recommendation at this stage. Greenfield police are still investigating that fatal crash yesterday involving a school bus. It happened at the intersection of 27th and Howard, with no kids on the bus at the time. A 26-year-old woman died in the crash, while the bus driver and three others were hospitalized with injuries not life-threatening. At this point, it's believed the school bus was hit by a car that ran a red light, leading to the chain reaction. Patience will be the word of the day when it comes to waiting for votes to be counted. Lisa Hale has more.
It will take as long as it takes. That's what Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf said when it comes to getting the ballots counted tonight.
I think a lot of our jurisdictions went into this election knowing that we were going to have a high number of absentees this year and looking to provide efficiencies to their counting process. But, you know, they're never going to sacrifice making sure that they get it right, that they follow the law for speed. And so it'll take as long as it takes to make sure that every eligible vote is counted and counted accurately.
Absentee ballots can be counted at some polling locations as soon as the polls open this morning. Others, such as municipalities with central count locations, won't start counting until the polls close at 8 o'clock.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at waukradio.com.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it or made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday with sports. On Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people cannot get enough of The Walking Dead or its many spin-offs. The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon gave a sneak peek at season 3 after season 2 wrapped up Sunday night. Season 3 will keep Daryl in Europe along with Carol. The two zombie fighters will find themselves in Spain for the new season, but there is no word on exactly how they ended up there. Seasons 1 and 2 were shot in France. The twosome's goal, according to The Hollywood Reporter, is to get back home to the U.S. and their fellow Walker Slayers. There is speculation that the recently released Juror No. 2 could be Clint Eastwood's last film. Critics and those in the Eastwood camp expressed disappointment the film was only released in 50 theaters last weekend, despite the consensus that the film is very compelling and received a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. At the very least, we have something good to stream very soon. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, drizzly, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s, dropping fairly quickly by later this evening. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.